My name is Colin Jones. I was in the 2008 and 2012 games. I still have a current world record in the 4x100 freestyle relay with Michael Phelps, Garrett Webergill, and Jason Lezak. I'm a proud ambassador and goldfish dad. And I got into swimming very humbly. At the age of 5, I nearly drowned. Growing up in the Jersey, New York area, I was at a water park with my parents, but I had not had swim lessons. I went down the ride, and unfortunately, I didn't know what to do. They had to pull me out of the water. I had to be resuscitated, which means I had to be brought back to life. And the first thing out of my mouth was, what was the next ride we're getting on? Because I was at a water park and with my parents, and I didn't want to leave. So my parents said, never again, we're getting you swim lessons. So that's how I started learning to swim.
Do you mind if we jump straight into some student questions?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, this is from Luca, and I am going to let he has a very technical question, so I'm guessing he Luca, I'm
Okay.
guessing swimmer. Luca's in France, I
I
believe. Go
like
ahead,
it.
ask your question.
Hello.
Hi, Luca.
I'm also a swimmer, and
Nice.
I was asking if, since the Olympics game and the performance of Léon Marchand, do you think that his way of swimming will revolutionize the technique of swimming?
Oh, you're gonna get me in trouble, Luca. I mean, look, listen. I think that Léon Marchand is it is he is an amazing talent. I know him personally. He's a great guy. But let's not forget, a lot of where he learns this stuff is from Bob Bowman, his coach, and Michael Phelps. But I will say, when you say revolutionize, I will say that he has taken something he learned from them, and he has taken it to the next level. His ability to do things underwater is next to none. So not only having an amazing personality, being a great guy on top of that, I think we're gonna expect some great things out of him moving forward, especially going into the LA Games. And that's
Great.
all I'm gonna say about that before you
That
get
was
me in
very
trouble.
diplomatic. That was very diplomatic. You must have practiced that one. I was like, well spoken. You're a politician. So we're gonna bounce in between goldfish dads and a little bit about your history and your career. Can you tell the kids a little bit about goldfish dads and that organization?
Yeah, so goldfish, actually, it was funny. One of my friends had her daughter in a goldfish in Indiana, and my son was born, and I knew I needed to get him swim lessons. I just told you how I nearly drowned. Did not want that for my son. So I wanted him to go somewhere that I knew he would be entertained, excited, but more importantly, as a swimmer, I wanted the curriculum to know. I wanted to know that he was learning when he was going to these lessons. And so went to my first goldfish. And fell in love. I've been teaching swim lessons since I was 15, but to see my son just keep progressing, I was just locked in, and I knew that goldfish was exactly the group for my son. And then it just kind of worked out where, being an Olympian and working with the great people over at Goldfish, we started a partnership, and we've been doing it for about 3 years now. And I'm watching my son for the first time swimming across the pool, which is, as a dad, I'm extremely proud.
That is wonderful. We have tons of questions coming from these kids, but we're gonna be respectful for your time. I believe this is Alexandre. Alexandre is in Europe. You should be able to unmute to ask your question. Go ahead, friend.
Okay. Hello. How do you
Hi.
keep calm when you are losing?
Oh. How do you keep calm when you're losing? I gotta tell you, I don't think I keep calm. I think for me, when I'm losing, that is my favorite part, because that means that I can get better. I'm learning when I'm losing. And especially in the sport of swimming, there's a lot of lessons. This is my second swimmer, so you guys know, when it comes to swimming, whether it's hand position, trying to finish fast, or taking a race out too hard, or just listening to your coach, it's always a constant learning. So I think I fell in love with that part of it. And I think for every person that's listening right now, it's so important to not just want to be at the top, but to enjoy the journey there. And a lot of times there's a lot of losses in that. So I think for me, and I learned this from, the late Kobe Bryant, he said, the things that we focus on is not the wins. It's some of the best in any sport. it's the losses, because that's where you can learn the most. So for me, I stay calm because I know that losing means I can learn something.
Well said, man. Making me want to go jump in the pool and get going. Vincent, you had an awesome question for our guest. Go ahead and unmute to ask.
Hello, sir. I just have a
Hey,
question.
this is, yeah.
Who was your inspiration at the beginning of your career?
Ooh, very good. Okay, so for my inspiration, I actually grabbed my inspiration from another sport, which was Michael Jordan. My dad's a basketball player. He wanted me to be a basketball player, but swimming just was my passion and my love. But we used to watch the Chicago Bulls win every championship, and my dad was like, that's what an athlete's like. That's what an athlete does. He puts the whole team on his back and he does everything he can from being a leader, but also being a support. And so I took that to heart. So every time that I had an opportunity in my career, not only to lead, but to support some of my other teammates, it was my Jordan moment. So I definitely looked up to Michael Jordan. In the pool, I looked up to Gary Hall Jr. He's one of the greatest 50 freestylers and 100 freestylers of all time, and so I watched him pretty closely, and actually modeled a lot of my techniques off of him.
That's absolutely wonderful. Amazing. We have Naroa. Naroa, go ahead and unmute. Apologies if I mispronounce your name, but go ahead and ask.
Hello, my name is Naroa, and I am a swimmer from
Nero.
Spain.
Hi.
And I would like to ask you, how many meters do you swim per day?
Ooh, so when I was in heavy training, each practice was around 5,000 meters per session. So that would be morning, and usually at night, if I did that in the morning, it was only 3,000 to 4,000 at night, which still is a lot, even for a sprinter. But for me, my coach always felt like the more I put into the tank, which means the more that I trained, the more confident I was when I was ready to step behind the block. So yeah, I was when I was a professional full-time swimmer, I was doing about 40 hours, whether it was training room or swimming or trying to figure out the weight room, all of that all together was about 40 hours. But I was best thing in my life. I would never change a thing.
That's amazing. That is so far, so
Yes.
far. Gil, you had a question. Go ahead and unmute, my friend. You had a good question. Go ahead and ask.
Okay, so hi, Kulan. My
Hi.
question is, what is the recovery tool that worked best for you?
Ooh, recovery tool. Sleep. I would say that I think a lot of us don't prioritize sleep, but sleep is the best thing we can possibly do. I think for the other piece was I did a lot of foam rolling. And again, my coaches were really, really on me about flexibility. So foam rolling, stretching. Even now, I am an avid yogi, so I do a lot of yoga just to try to make sure that my body's working properly. As athletes, it's hard when you stop doing something because you remember how great your body feels. And I think yoga is one of the best things you can do for your body, whether it be for performance or just for natural life and walking up and down stairs. I still do a lot of yoga.
That is an intense train. Even yoga is difficult. I mean, because you have to
Oh,
be
yeah.
really passionate about that. Luca, you had
Absolutely.
some question. Go ahead and ask. Luca's in France. Go ahead and ask.
So I saw in many documentaries that swimmer doesn't have many hours of sleep. For example, during competition.
Yes.
So it can be hard, etc. So what motivated you to keep pushing yourself to during the hardest moments of your swimming career? And what advice would you give to young athletes that are facing these challenges?
Great question. Great question, Lucas. So when it comes to sleep, I always tried to prioritize at least 7 to 8 hours. I was just trying to focus on recovery. When it came to my goals, when it came to everything that was important to me, I made sure I wrote everything down, because every coach always usually tells you in the beginning of the season, write down your goals. What are they? What are you focused on? So that you can have something to hold on to when that practice gets hard and you want to end up quitting or stopping. You want to have that goal in mind. One of the things that we do that's really bad is we write that on a piece of paper, and then guess what? We never look at it again. So one of the things that I did was I always had my goals in front of me, whether it was the background on my phone or whether it was a wallpaper on my computer. It was something that was always triggering me to remember, because sometimes when I go to the fridge, that pizza looks really, really good, but I know I shouldn't be eating it. So what I would do is I would make sure my goals were on the refrigerator. They were on the door when I didn't feel like going to practice. I would see my goals. So one of the best things I can tell each and every one of you, and this is a life goal, make sure your goals are in front of you, present, so that you can live the goal every single day.
Great advice. Great advice. Noe had a good question. Noe, go ahead and ask your question.
Hello. Hello. I live in France. I have a question for you. Yes. When you were a child, you had an experience of drowning. Did this experience motivate you to make swimming like a kind of challenge or a revenge on bad luck?
Noe, nice question. I think for me, I just love being in the water. It wasn't a motivator. I never had to be motivated to be at practice. So I just enjoyed it. When I got older and those practices started getting harder, that's when I needed the motivation. But I think as a kid, I was having fun. I loved racing the person next to me, whether win, lose, or draw, because I'm going to tell each and every one of you, I got the pink and purple ribbon. That's sixth and seventh place. I was not good as a kid. It just did not work out until I got older and I started getting a little bit more serious. But for me, swimming was just fun. I think for every person that's out there that's listening, that's a swimmer that loves the water. I think we all love the water. But if you're a swimmer and you get tired and you don't want to do something, you got to remember why you started swimming in the first place. It's because we love it. I've been doing water safety and working with goldfish for the last 3 years, but doing water safety for the past 15 years. And each place that I go, the first question I ask is, how many of you people love to be in the water? And whether that's kids, adults, it doesn't matter. Everyone hands go up. So it's so important that we remember why we like to be in the water. And that's just because it's fun.
That's amazing. Wonderful answer. Matthew from Europe, you can go ahead and ask your question, pal.
Hello.
Hi.
How you discovered swimming and knew it was the right sport for you?
Oh, okay. So, I think that's a great question. When did I know swimming was right for me? I did a lot of different sports. So I know that there are parents that kind of push their athletes towards one thing. My parents were not that way. I played soccer. I did gymnastics, basketball, water polo. I mean, I was just doing everything when I was younger. So I think swimming was the reason why I chose swimming was because there was one kid that just kept beating me over and over again, and I was just sick of it. And so I put so much effort into beating this one person that swimming, I again loved it, but I got really competitive and it just took over. But I did every sport. So I highly recommend every athlete out there, do everything, try everything to make sure that you make the decision that you want. And swimming was just it for me. I knew I loved it. But the big catalyst to push me, it was because I kept getting beat by another swimmer.
Did you end up beating him?
I did after about a year. Yeah, it took a lot of training, a lot of Brussels sprouts, because my mom was like, whatever you eat is the fuel that makes you swim faster. So she knew I hated Brussels sprouts, so she wanted to make it hard for me. So she made me eat Brussels sprouts.
Smart mom. We have Luis. Luis, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
I want to know if once you reach a certain level, everything is a question of mentality.
When you hit a certain level, yes, it is about mentality. It's about things that you put in place so that you can stay consistent. For me, a lot of times the night before, set up the next day. So did I have my suit and my goggles ready? Did I have my food and breakfast ready? Did I know how to get things ready? So I always tried to be prepared the day before, because the day of, that's when all of the negative thoughts can come in. Oh, I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go to practice. I'd rather sit on the couch and just play video games and eat whatever I want. No, So you set it up the day before so you can be prepared for the next day. So I think that that's very, very important for everything that we do. Make sure that you're prepared so that when those thoughts of, that you should be doing something, when they start kicking in, you've already prepared. My bag for the gym the next day is already ready.
There you go. To where you're looking forward to the workout. There you go.
Exactly.
Adam, go ahead and ask your question.
Hello.
Hi, Adam.
First, you are an iconic figure in swimming in the USA and around the world. And I have one question for you. Can we expect to see you back in the water for the Olympics or another competition? Thank you.
Oh, great question. I think right now you could see me in master swimming. I think right now I have kind of passed the baton to this next generation, your Jack Alexis, your Caleb Dressels for the 50 free, especially for the US side. They are holding that baton strong. And I think for me, I am having so much fun. I actually work at Speedo. And I help sign the new athletes for Team Speedo. So I still get to be close to the pool. I get to be a fan while understanding that I can stay dry. So I think for LA, I'll be there. I'll be there for sure, but I'll be just cheering from the stands. But thank you for believing in me that I can go back again.
You got a lot of fans here.
I appreciate it.
Go with a few more student questions. Luca, go ahead and ask your question.
So when I ask the question, what motivated you to keep pushing yourself during the hardest moment, you talked about objectives you wrote, but
Yes.
what kind of objective you had?
Oh, great question. So a lot of it was focused on my goal time. So I believe in glass goals and then concrete goals. So the glass goal is the goal that you see every single day. That's the one that you think you can make. And then the concrete goal, the one that's behind it, is the one that you think is impossible. So you have two goals. So if you hit this one, great. But it's getting you closer to the one that's the hardest goal that you think is not possible. Towards the end of my career, it was going a 21.3, but the world record was right here. So I was always paying attention to that world record. That was the goal. I wanted to hit that world record. But if I broke this last goal beforehand, I was okay. So I always had something that I was working towards, something that I knew I could hit realistically, and then something that beyond my imagination.
Man, unbelievable. Hugo, go ahead. You'll be one of our final student questions. Go ahead and ask. It's Hugo, then Emma.
Hi.
Hi, Hugo.
I have a question. How do you resist the pressure to competitions?
Oh, so that's a great question. What do we do for when we're having the nervousness and we get, we all have them, the bad thoughts. I'm not going to swim fast. Oh, this could go wrong. I can miss my dive. I can. A lot of what we do is we visualize, we think about how we want to do it perfectly. So 2 days before, I would start thinking about, just like on YouTube, I would start thinking about ways that I can set press play, rewind, fast forward. If I did a dive wrong, up, rewind, do it again. Okay, the dive was good. The first stroke was good. Let me think about that over again. So I would really think about how I wanted to swim that race beforehand, because before you race, we all get really nervous. But if you know how you're going to do it, how many flip turns have we done? How many starts have we done? We've practiced this. Hopefully, you've practiced this before the event is about to happen. So, if you've done the practice, it's already there. My coach used to tell me the race time is the fun time. You've done all the work. So, a lot of what I did before a race, because I would be nervous, I'd be listening to music. Sometimes I knew exactly who I needed to talk to keep me excited, to get me pumped up. So the people that are around you are really important. But the best thing to do is to try to be as calm as possible. I know it's hard, but you can do things to make yourself as calm as possible. Usually, it will go well.
That's
Okay,
great.
thank you.
Of course.
We have Arnaud. Arnaud, go ahead and ask your question, and then we'll go with Emma.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you tell us your routine before a swimming race?
Yes. So my routine before a swimming race, I would definitely, of course, talk to my coach. The first thing is I want to know exactly what and how I'm going to swim that race. So we would talk about, am I going out really hard and then seeing how I do when I come back, or am I pacing myself? So first things first is definitely talk to your coach about that. Once I started getting warmed up, I would do things like you would see in track. I'm like running, I'm trying to get my legs ready, I'm getting my body ready, then hop in the pool. Get my swim in to warm up. And then again, it was focused on trying to be as light as possible. Talking to friends, I'm listening to music, I'm doing everything I can to not focus on the race. Then once I get behind the block, that's when I zone in and focus in. I'm listening to the music that pumps me up, gets me excited. Some people need relaxed music. For me, the louder, the better. It would help out when I was sitting in the stands with people screaming everywhere for me to block out everybody. So that was the biggest thing for me. Try to be as calm as possible before I had to put on a show.
Beautiful, beautiful. And the final student question, this come from Emma. Emma, go ahead and unmute to ask.
Hi.
Hi, Emma.
I would like to ask you, how do you manage stress during competitions, and what motivational advice would you give to young athletes?
Great question again. You guys are killing it today with these questions. These are great. So, and I'm happy this is going to be the question that I can bestow in the last bit of wisdom on you. We all get stressed. That's from Michael Phelps, greatest of all time, all the way down. We all get stressed and nervous behind the block. And I think that it's really, really important that we all understand that that's okay. That's a good thing. That means you care. If I say to someone that, are you nervous? And they say no, that makes me worry. That means to me that they don't care about what they're doing. So if you're nervous behind the block and you're nervous before you're going to compete, speak, be in school, whatever it is, good. That means that you care. So knowing that I asked myself the second question. I've been to every practice that I needed to go to. I've worked so hard. I've done so many starts, turns. Has the pool gotten any longer? No. Still 50 meters. Hasn't changed, or 25 meters. It hasn't changed. And I've done this already. And a lot of times that actually calmed me down enough to know exactly what my coach wanted me to do. I've done this a ton of times in practice. That's why it's called practice. You practice what you're going to do in the race. So if you do bad flip turns, you do bad starts, guess what's going to happen in the race? They're not going to be good either. So if I've done good practice, good turns, good starts, everything, it helps bring the stress level down. It's not going to go away because I still care, but it does help. So make sure you remind yourself the pool didn't get any bigger.
There you go. And so I asked this of all of our guests. Is there any advice that you give to these kids, whether they want to compete at the Olympic level or they want to do something completely different in a different field? What advice would you have for somebody who's accomplished in your field as they set out on their journey in life?
I have been blessed to meet a lot of really cool people that are CEOs or Olympic athletes or just amazingly successful people. And there's that one thing that they do, and it is the same thing that I already just told you. They write their goals down of what they want to do, and they try to live it every day. So every morning they wake up, they look at what they want to do, and they look at their goals. A lot of times we get, we've got parents and guardians and homework and pets and what have you that get in the way to distract us. But I think if you always think about those goals, you always pay attention to them, you're always looking at them, it will hold you true when the things get hard and the things get tough.
Amen. And if they want to learn more about the Goldfish organization, where can they go to visit?
You can definitely go to Goldfish Swim Schools on any social media, or you can contact me directly at Colin Jones. I can point you in the right direction.
There we go. Thank you very much. And we'll have that in the video. Before I end the meeting for all, before I exit out of here, I traditionally allow everyone to unmute. Can we all collectively say thank you to Colin Jones for taking the time to talk to us?
Thank
Oh,
you.
anytime. Thank you.
Thank you,
Thank you
Colin.
for your
Thank
question.
you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.